May 19th, Psalm 145.
A Song of Praise of David. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
How great is our God, Sam Storms. All of us have stories of the way our children learned to pray. My daughters struggled to pray for everything at once, so at dinner they would slowly identify each piece of silverware and each item of food, pausing along the way to express their gratitude for them one by one. In the ancient world of Israel, it was customary to pray Psalm 145 before a communal meal. But this psalm is not so much about the food God provides as it is about the God who makes provisions in all things. We live in a world that has trivialized God, having reduced him to human proportions. God is now little more than an exalted man, a superhero at best, but not the all-powerful, majestic, sovereign king over all kings that we read about in Scripture. Here in Psalm 145, we see God for who he is, and we are given a model for how we ought to respond. David speaks of the unrivaled glory, holiness, and altogether otherness of God. God alone is great. We can know him truly, but never exhaustively. David therefore directs our thoughts to God's majesty and his glorious splendor. The radiant beauty of God's person and power outshine everything and everyone else combined. But this great and majestic God is also good, gracious, and merciful, and abounding in steadfast love. It would be horrifying if God's power and majesty were used in the cause of evil. We rejoice in God because He turns His power and righteousness to bless and prosper His people. It is because of who God is that what He does is marvelous and awe-inspiring. His works are mighty and wondrous and awesome. He exercises providential oversight of all His creation in such a way that His people give thanks and bless His name, speaking of His glory and telling of His power. He sustains what He has made and abundantly supplies whatever is needed. He is not only righteous in all His ways, He is also kind in all His works. There is tenderness in His power, compassion in His sovereignty. He is a God who answers prayer and delivers His people, yet destroys the wicked. How else could we respond than to do what this psalm calls for? Extol Him, bless Him, praise Him, speak about Him, think about Him. Let us sing aloud and give thanks and make known all that He has done, and let it never cease. Let there be great praise for a great God.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.